Hi, today I'm going to be interviewing my aunt Isiwa Lisiron. So, first question: how has your cultural background shaped who you are today?
Well, my cultural background is Mexican because both my parents were born in Mexico, which makes me a Latina. And how my cultural background has actually shaped me as a person would be that at least when it comes to celebrations like Día de los Muertos, Cinco de Mayo, etc., I really do enjoy it, especially for the actual traditions that you have with it and just the food. Specifically, the food's always the best part. So it has made me a person who's very open to learning about other cultures and backgrounds and not feeling like it's gonna be all boring. So that's definitely where I do enjoy that.
Question number two. What has been the best day of your life so far?
Best day of my life. Well, when you say that, all I think of are the worst days of my life. But I'd probably say when people get my name correct, because it is actually very difficult to pronounce, and most people usually read it as Elizabeth, but it's not, it's Estibaliz.
Question three. Why do you think we have such a close relationship?
Well, Solara, you're my niece and I'm your aunt. That already makes us very related, but our relationship, I would say, became a lot closer because when you were born, I was in fourth grade. I was just a child myself. So, in a way, it was kind of like you were a baby sister to me. So, taking care of you and cleaning up after you and feeding you kind of got us a lot closer. And of course, talking to you guys would talk to us about what happened at school or your day. So, just was bound to happen.
Question four. When in life have you felt most alone?
Alone, I've never known what that means because in this family, you don't get any alone time. They're there all the time. So I guess I'm never really alone. In fact, I'd probably want to be alone.
Question five. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, many actually. But I think right now, the one I can think of would be the time that I did not make a comment to a manager about a crepe I got in downtown. See, there was hair in the crepe, and I was eating it. And because I didn't want to make an inconvenience to some friends, I didn't voice my opinion about it. But since that day, I've been haunted by that thought ever since.
Question six. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would it be?
Well, that's interesting because, to be honest, I remember just about everything, good and bad, in my own life. But if there was one I'd have to choose, it'd probably be the day that I met the love of my life.
Question number seven. What life lesson have you learned recently? How did you learn about it?
Well, it was about 6 months ago. I got caught up in an arrest that was a big misunderstanding, but it took a while to clear it up. And I guess the life lesson there is one, don't borrow a vehicle that isn't yours, and make sure to always have a license when you drive.
What do you want to be in the future and why?
What I'd like to be in the future is a person who actually runs a business or someone who works for stock, because I've always been good with money, so that's what I'm pursuing in school.
Question nine. Is there anything you never told me but want to tell me now?
Yes, Solara, there actually is. Solara, I'm not gay.
What?
No, I'm joking. You actually have a twin sister.
What?
No, the truth is, I'm actually your sister. No, honestly, I don't have anything to tell you because I don't keep anything from you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me interview you, and I learned so much about you from this interview. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you.